I'm Derek Russell.
And I'm Brad Locke, and this is The Memo,
a gathering of all things Northeast Mississippi, brought to you by The Daily Journal and DJournal.com. Good afternoon. Welcome to The Memo. It is Thursday, February 11th. I'm Derek Russell, joined by Leslie Chris.
And it's actually morning still.
But when they're listening to this, it'll be afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. And Emma Kent joining us as well. How are you two doing today?
Fine.
Doing well.
Good. Mm-hmm. We have an abbreviated show today because everybody abandoned us. I think Brad's probably in jail somewhere for that mustache travesty on his face. We've not heard from him, so we don't know otherwise.
We can't confirm or deny that he is in jail.
We expected his one phone call to be calling us to
what ask concert for was it he was taking his child to?
R5?
R5.
Which I still
never heard of.
Haven't Googled, no, and I've been meaning to.
They were in a bar.
Oh, they were in a bar?
They were in a bar, but apparently it's like a, I don't know.
It's like a music venue with a bar. It's like the Lyric.
It's Iron City. Yeah, I mean, they had to, it's apparently his young daughter wanted to go, so he had to accompany her because she was not of age to
nice of him. He's
enter the
dad.
Facility. Yes, but not with that on his face. I'm sure he was taken away in shackles quite quickly.
Do good dads have mustaches like that?
I'm not saying it makes him a bad dad. I'm just saying he made poor choices.
That's what I was saying, yeah. Derek. I was saying it makes him
R5,
a bad dad.
According to Google, is
I'm just kidding, Brad.
Band.
Is a what?
A rock band, and that's all it says.
I assumed it was like a boy band.
I assumed it was like teen pop. Like
there are.
I don't know. Brad's kids are really cool, so like it probably is a cool band.
It looks like.
But I haven't heard of
Brad's
them,
kids. So. If you're listening,
it looks like four boys and a girl.
Oh, so it's not a boy band.
Oh, I get it. The band consists of Ross Lynch, Riker Lynch, Rocky Lynch, Rydell Lynch, and Ellington Ratliff.
So
they're all R's.
Rydell. I wonder if that's a, how's it spelled?
That's a grease. Yeah,
is that a grease thing?
It is spelled
yes.
Correct. Actually, does Rydell have two L's?
I think so.
Then no. No.
Oh, man.
Oh, their Twitter has pictures from last night. Oh, look, there's Brad Locke being dragged away by authorities.
With his mustache.
With his mustache. That's unfortunate. Brad, we miss you. We hope you'll get out of incarceration very soon. And Chris Kiefer out as well today. We wish him well. So we thought we'd do an abbreviated episode, and Emma had a lovely story about drones.
So lovely.
Some might say a silly story, but I wouldn't say that.
Not a silly story. Just odd in this day and age that we're talking about drones.
Drones.
Football games and such.
It is a little weird.
Enlighten us.
Okay, well, I don't know a lot about drones, but, you know, just school.
They fly.
Yes, they fly, and a lot of people use them to take video and mm-hmm. pictures. Mm-hmm. There's, like, a camera on the bottom. Apparently, you can get a drone at, like, Toys R Us. There's, like, these kid versions mm-hmm. that you can mm-hmm. get there. I kind of want to go check it out.
I think even the new Star Wars maybe had, like, affordable drones released for it.
Really?
Like, you could go get a Millennium Falcon and...
That's cool.
But it's not like the high
it's
end.
It's not like you're going to shoot like high quality video.
No, I don't. I don't even think there's video on it. I think it's just.
It's just like a remote control.
Yeah, helicopter, basically. Do I have a drone? I do not have a drone.
Anyway.
I've never utilized one.
Yeah, I've never really seen one in real life before. But anyway, so the school districts, Lee County Schools and Tupelo Schools have been kind of looking into this just because. Drones are becoming a more commonplace thing as they become more available to people and, you know, people start using them more for shooting video and pictures and just whatever. And so Lee County adopted a policy that essentially bans them from school property, you know, and I think the superintendent could grant special permission, you know, if they were going to use it for something. But in general, drone ban, kids don't bring your drones to school.
Never.
Never, ever.
Isn't it weird how when as technology changes, we have to adapt?
Like we have to make rules?
Well, yeah, but and I'm not saying we have to adapt to using new things, but we have to adapt also to not using them, like those stupid, and I'm sorry, they're not hoverboards. I hate people when people call
them
hoverboards.
Yeah, they don't actually hover.
No,
when I found that out, I was disappointed.
They're Segways without the handlebar.
The ones that are catching on fire.
The ones that catch on fire. Like Mississippi State totally banned them
yeah.
completely. I don't know if Ole Miss or anywhere else has.
I haven't heard anything else. It's
just like, no. Yeah. But then airlines are like, no, you can't bring them on here. Mostly because they explode and you don't want to be in midair.
That's probably wise.
You really can't get away from them at that point.
Yeah.
Once an explosion happens, you're sort of contained to where it happens at.
That well, this is true. Riveting
on my part.
Someone had one in their apartment in New York City and it caught on fire and burned their apartment.
That'll happen. It's apparently the battery in them. So the same thing with drones. You have
don't
to,
they test those things?
Batteries?
Yeah, like before they mass produce.
Apparently not very well.
I think it's like, you know, a car recall. You know, you release 29,000 vehicles and oh yeah, the transmission doesn't work on those Hondas. We have to. Actually, I haven't seen too many Hondas with a recall. It's usually a GM or a Chrysler that has that happen to it. But anyway, we're going way off topic from the original. Yes, from the original point, which is drones are a big no-no on school property.
Yes, and it's not, you know, I mean, I talked to Jimmy Weeks yesterday, who's the superintendent of Lee County Schools, and I mean, he was like, they're cool, but like, it's a safety issue. You know, if you've got to regulate it somehow. I mean, you don't want people coming in with their drones to football games, flying them around, and, you know, it crashes and hits somebody, and then the school district is in trouble.
Well, and I think the flip side, of course, we're talking about Lee County, I think, and then I think, like, at Tupelo High School, Braden Bishop uses one quite extensively for games and stuff. So. Right,
and I think I was at the Tupelo School Board meeting, they discussed this policy. They haven't adopted policy. It's very similar to the Lee County policy. And they actually did mention Braden Bishop and said, you know, we'll have to talk to him, let him know. And like I said, there's in the Tupelo policy, there is kind of like a clause, I guess, where, you know, Dr. Loden could grant, he would have to give written permission, but someone could use a drone with his permission as long as he's aware of when it's being used. And they're, you know, they know that it's going on. So.
They're cool devices, but at the same time, they're a little creepy, too.
Yeah. And that was the other thing is, you know, they're both school districts were like, and, you know, it could become a privacy issue if it's someone's flying it around and, like, they fly it, you know, somebody flies a drone into the girls' locker room or something, you know?
I mean, it's stuff you have to think about.
Yeah, you just got to.
I've seen lawsuits all over with people suing because they were, like, spying on their neighbors.
Yeah, they're sneaky little.
Going over the pool and that kind of thing.
So
that's really creepy.
Yeah, that's what we're saying.
Yeah.
Well, I think about Tupelo High School in the vicinity to the airport.
Yeah.
Getting in those FAA regulations. That was a big issue in Oxford. People were flying them at Ole Miss and they were close to the airport in Oxford.
Yeah.
They're having an issue with them there as well.
Yeah, I think that. They mentioned that at the meeting, too, that they would have to talk to the Tupelo Airport Authority if someone was to have permission to fly one at the high school specifically and just, you know, figure all that out. I mean, yeah. So, but anyway, bottom line.
Just don't get into airspace, basically.
Yeah.
I saw one outside your car the other day, Leslie.
Outside my car?
Following you. Yeah, when you drove out of the parking lot.
I wonder whose it was.
I don't know. Was it me?
Might be interesting to find out.
It's probably Brad.
Somebody follow the drone following you. Mm-hmm. I understand. It probably was Brad. Blame everything.
Poor Brad.
Nah, he's fine. He can take it. He's a big boy. With that mustache.
Drones make me feel old.
Why?
Well, I mean, you know, back in the day, you didn't get sent to the principal's office because you brought a drone.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It amazes me how we
might
have to
flown a paper airplane in adapt class or something like
well,
that
could be a privacy issue too. Yeah. Throwing it right into the girls' locker room. And yeah, put your eye out. A drone will put your eye out. Put your whole face out. That's what it could possibly do.
I kind of wonder, because, you know, when cell phones first became a thing, teachers were like, no, you know.
I was at the age of kids getting that. That was my generation of kids getting cell phones, and you are not allowed to use. They don't
no
come
cell
on school
phones
property.
At school, like in your car, leave it at home.
And
like,
now it's like, here, have an iPad.
Yeah, and now people, I mean, kids can use their phone in class to do research or to do, you know, they have allowed it, and so it kind of makes me wonder if eventually drones will become one of those things that gets, instead of being banned, kind of used.
The most we had were graphing calculators, and then those got banned during
high
tests.
High tech.
TI-82, Texas Instruments.
I had an abacus.
They were nice. we looked at the sun to find out what time it was. We had to start getting the Texas Instruments, the graphing calculators had to start getting banned because you could go in and program answers to tests and stuff. And
but even when you use a regular calculator, you can write on the inside of the little sliding cover, you know? And then you can you can slide your calculator up if you need to know the formula, if you've written it. I mean, I'm not saying I did that, but...
You're not saying you didn't do it.
Sorry.
Who are you apologizing to?
All of my math teachers.
My grade teacher of some sort.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm just not a math person.
All right. Well, we all feel a little older today now. I felt old writing my column for today about appreciating older technology and wishing I could watch a Western instead of somebody trying to blow up the world in a movie.
I know. I liked it.
Thank you. I wasn't like fishing, but thank you.
I know. I like an old Western.
I prefer a rotary phone. We had one in my house.
We have one in my house. I started to tell you that. It's gold. It's kind of a gold, and it's hangs on the wall. And Jenny Miller's children came over last weekend to feed the dogs, and she posted a picture of her daughter on Facebook and asked, you know, said that Sarah Clara asked what that was. So that's kind of scary.
We had a red one. I felt like the old Batman. We'd have to take it out of the glass case to talk to somebody, but the only time they did not come in handy is when you were trying to win tickets to a concert on the radio, because that would never work. You could never...
Takes too long.
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever used a rotary phone.
Oh, it's the best sound in the world.
You can come over and see ours.
I'll have to.
We left it up just because as a piece of art.
Yeah.
But you, I mean, it works, right?
No.
Oh, no, you don't have a phone line.
The people who built the house had it, and it was there, so we just left it as a conversation piece.
We had a Mayberry phone, too, but it didn't work.
A Mayberry phone? Oh.
Sarah, get me Sheriff Taylor.
Yeah.
One of those.
I have no idea what that is.
Andy Griffith Show?
Yes. But still no.
The phones.
I mean, I know what the Andy Griffith Show is, and I've seen it, but I don't
live in a town called Mayberry.
Recall the phone.
On the Andy Griffith Show.
Okay.
And in that time period, all the phones were two-piece. They had the mouthpiece built into the wall, and then you would take up the receiver and you'd hold it to your ear.
Right, yes.
Now I feel old. All right, well, thanks for joining us on today's memo. As we said, it was an abbreviated episode. Today's episode has been brought to you by Deal Ippy, which is a coupon magazine full of local deals. Whether you're looking for a great deal on dinner, a date night outfit, or an oil change, Deal Ippy has you covered. For great deals North Mississippi, choose Deal Ippy, and you can visit them at dealippy.com for easy access to all coupons in their current issue. We'll be back on Monday with a new episode. In the meantime, check us out, memo.djournal.com. Online, you can email us, memo@journalinc.com, or on Twitter, @djournalmemo. Leslie, what's your Twitter handle for everybody? Yeah, that's what I thought.
I don't tweet, but I should.
You should tweet.
I should.
That's Afternoon Project. We'll get you a Twitter set up.
Okay.
She just rolled her eyes at me for this. Okay. She's still rolling her eyes at me.
No, I'm not. Perhaps there is a coupon in Deal Ippy for a drone.
Perhaps there is. Should you purchase one, do not fly it over any school zones.
Yes, kids, don't do it.
All right. We'll be back on Monday. Thanks, everyone. Go. I'm sorry. I've just been interrupted. Leslie, Chris has a joke she'd like to tell before we sign off.
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
What is the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? I feel like Ed McMahon, the Johnny Carson right now. Okay. What is the difference? You didn't get that reference either.
Nope.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
I'm just going to leave the room.
What is the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
A hippo is heavy, a Zippo's a little lighter.
A hippo is heavy, and a Zippo's a little lighter. See you next week, everybody.